Do you get to Comerica Park much?
I go down all the time. You know, I'm very fortunate that the last 15 more years I had the opportunity to work with Mr. Illich as a special assistant to him and the president or the vice president of the Tigers and not only in baseball operation, all aspect of the organization, that I'm very blessed that he have confidence that I give my opinion and use it. And I think I talk about that all the time. I think maybe the guy, the owner with the White Sox, and maybe George Steinbrenner about Marlon time about the owners I probably can work for because they respect your knowledge and your opinion, and you don't have to worry about what you say. So, you know, but Illich became more than the boss to me. He came more of a spiritual religion wisdom and gave me the spiritual wisdom that it helped me through a lot of hard time in the last 10, 12 years that health-wise and death in the family, my child, but he was always there for me and he always been there for me. I looked at him as a father and I think his whole family accept me as one of them and I've been very blessed. This year been kind of hard. We had a certain thing that me and him started doing years ago when I started working for him. I used to walk from Warren through the neighborhood, then down to Benzer Park through the neighborhood and down Woodward, and then around the ballpark, give him feedback how people think. He always want to know what people think because he always told me sometimes people help you get something, then they feel like they left out. And I remember one time he used to do it with me. I remember my sister was living in the senior building up on near Warren. He was with me, and she didn't say, this ain't none of Mike Illich, because he's the owner. And going to Benzer, and then we remember at the Masonic Temple, I never forget that we was at in front of Masonic Temple, and over there were some guys over in the park drinking and whatever. And he looked, and he said, what we've been doing, walking through the neighborhood and what you've been doing, walking around the park and walk through the stand, getting people feedback, what's the difference in them and us? I said, what? And he said, we all God's children. And he said, we just fortune. So you never, in your mind, you never can give too much. And same thing that the last week before his death, we had the same combination. And he scared me to death. He told me, so you ain't doing your job. And I said, well, I know he been a little ill. I send reports in, I would copy the thing, let him know what I think. And I said, you know, I let Dave Ager know you cover. And no, I haven't heard. And he said, don't ever forget that what main, the two, three things we talked about when you came here, your honesty, your trust, you always look out for the little people and people be treated fairly. And especially focus in integration, a diversified program. And them the last word he left me with. And I said, well, I'm going to continue doing that. The last few years, I couldn't do all the walking there. I always walk around the ballpark, always go for different floors and do the ushers, see how they and feedback. And it was kind of hard on me at open day this year. I see Mother Illich and the family, and I couldn't stay there but about 3 innings or so, and I went back again, but just me, him sitting there, he always said, well, a certain time before 7 o'clock, and then we stay there to open the game, and after 3 or 4 innings, you move around, we'll do what you want, but we always been together, and a lot of time people, we weren't even talking baseball. We talking about life, but that's what I'm gonna have to get used to when I go back. I've been a little sick now, and had some hard time, and just thankful the good Lord is not quite ready for me, maybe got a little plan for me. But when I go back, I'm going to continue doing that and support the organization best I can with my advice and stay out of the way. Although you got a president, general manager, they run. I'm not there to run now, all that. But he got me back with the people and my whole career with the fans. And I think that started with my dad when I first signed my contract with the Tigers. When he grabbed my wrist and told me don't sign unless I make a commitment that my life belongs to the fan and responsibility in my job. And I learned to kind of live through that at home and on the road, which I call fan, my extended family. And that kept me humble through God that I never put the game before fans. And when you think like that, you have a long career, and they say you miss playing. No, I don't miss, 'cause I'm still brown people. And that's what makes me tick.